Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andreotta, and I am an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science at the University of Arizona. Today, it gives me great pleasure and honor to interview an outstanding graduate student named Leona Davis. So, hi, Leona. How's it going?
Hi, Monica. It's going great.
Yay! So, we're going to get started. So, talk to me about your program.
Yeah, so I'm pursuing a Master's of Environmental Learning in the College of Education.
That sounds really exciting, mm-hmm. and I'd love to learn more about that project. So mm-hmm. what type of research are you doing?
So I'm working with Project Harvest, which is a project where people who harvest rainwater at home act as citizen scientists to monitor their collected rainwater for contamination. All the citizen scientists in this project live in areas with documented pollution. My role specifically in this project is looking at how citizen scientists learn and how that learning might affect their beliefs or actions.
So can you talk a little bit more about that research?
So in science, Western science has traditionally, unfortunately, been less accessible to the general public, and that creates situations such as in contaminated areas where people may feel disempowered to even understand the knowledge they need to make informed decisions about how to best mitigate health risks. So in this project, we're arming people with the tools of science so that they can start with feeling comfortable and feeling empowered in understanding the science of contamination, and then maybe go from that place of empowerment to take actions, whether it's personal or household or community level, that make a change.
Yeah, I mean, well said. So, Leona, you're doing some really great work. Where do you see yourself once you complete your graduate work?
So I grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I had the immense privilege of growing up in a neighborhood that bordered this little pocket of forest with this beautiful creek. And I spent countless hours as a kid in that creek and in that forest. And I think as an extremely shy, pretty high anxiety kid, having this relationship with the natural world was immensely beneficial to my growth and to my mental health and being able to grow up as a more or less stable adult that I am today. And what I really learned as an adult is that it's an enormous privilege to be able to grow up in relationship with a creek and a forest. And not only did most American kids of my generation not grow up with that, but even less so with succeeding generations of kids, as just more and more of these natural and wild spaces are destroyed and polluted. And it's worth mentioning that there's an immense race and class disparity in who gets access to these natural spaces as well. The next layer of this is that I spent the last 7 years working here at the local food bank, and it was really great to work there because feeding hungry people is this nonpartisan cause that almost everyone can rally around, and it's this shared interest that's this great jumping off point for other conversations. And I've always been really perplexed as to why clean air and clean water, which are similar fundamental human needs, are not similarly nonpartisan issues. Why not, similar to food banks, are there not a connected network of organizations to protect every community's clean air and clean water? So in a general sense, where I'm hoping to be after this program is somewhere that's helping people to have access to relationships with the natural world in an equitable way.
That was amazing, and tearing up a little bit in the regard that I 100% agree, but to know that that is the fuel and passion behind your work is admirable. Wow. Leona, rock on. So, taking that eloquently stated statement and motivation, let's transition into how you might rock out with your family, or what are you dancing to or singing in the shower or whatnot.
So people who know me know I really love music. This week I've been really into this duo from New York, Oshun. I think what they're doing is really important and people should check them out.
Awesome.
This is Bridget Thumb. I'm one of the many hosts of Thesis Thursday. It's a joy and a privilege to be able to broadcast our students from the University of Arizona. Not only can they share what they're learning with you and the world, but it helps them to hone their science communication skills. It's important for our future scientists to learn how to communicate what they're working on with the public, while the public gets to learn what's currently exciting at the science labs in the University of Arizona. Because you value programs like this one, right now is a great time to call 623-1000 and make a sound investment at KXCI. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Community Radio here at KXCI Tucson.